This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 94. Do I need a native English teacher? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
In this episode, you'll get 9 things to consider before you decide whether or not to hire a native English teacher or a non-native teacher.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well.
Great.
You?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we got an interesting question from one of our listeners, and he was asking if he needs a native English-speaking teacher. So we want to share our opinion with you about this, because you might be wondering if you really need a native speaker. Our listener asked about this because in his country, Russia, the native English-speaking teachers charge more money for tutoring services. So he was looking for a tutor specifically. So he was wondering what we would advise, you know, go with the more expensive native speaker or go with the less expensive non-native English speaker.
Yeah. So we're just going to talk about the benefits of both, of both sides. I mean, it's not, there's not a hard and fast rule, right? I think it just depends on you. It depends on your goals and depends on where you're trying to get with your English.
Great. Because I would assume a lot of people think that the native speaker would always be better, but that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But let's start there. I mean, why would you want to have a native English speaking tutor? Why is it worth the extra money?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, think about your level. So if you're intermediate, upper intermediate, or advanced, and you want to be challenged and also inspired in some ways, it's a good idea to work with a native teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They can really challenge you. They'll be able to, if they see that you're a little bit bored with the content they're introducing, they'll be able to challenge you to say a particular phrase in 5 other ways.
Right.
And that might not be possible. It might be possible with, it depends on the level of English of the non-native teacher.
Yeah, it's difficult. I remember once when I was teaching Spanish and I got a student to tutor who wanted to learn Spanish from Argentina, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He told me after we started working together that he's married to an Argentine woman.
Oh.
And at that time, my Spanish was mostly from the Dominican Republic. And I was wondering, why was he asking me to help him with Argentine Spanish? Why didn't he just ask his wife?
That's a good question.
And he was pretty advanced, like pretty fluent in Spanish. So I wasn't sure that was the best match.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another advantage of working with a native teacher is, of course, you know, one of the things that we talk about is that you can't learn language alone. You need to learn it along with culture. And a lot of the things that we talk about on this podcast, we're not just talking about baseball or, you know, superficial aspects of American culture. We're talking about communication styles of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we sometimes at the end of a question, which is something we talked about this week.
Yeah.
So those really nuanced aspects of the language, if you're planning to visit the US or visit England, for example, to live, you want to get into some of those things.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of goes back to, I think last week we were talking about the 80-20 rule, just to bring this up again. If you do know those cultural norms and, you know, our ways of communicating, like commonly used phrases, you're going to get much more out of a few phrases than you would if you're, you know, learning a lot of different vocabulary that really doesn't fit culturally, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the next reason that you would want to work with a native is to learn real natural phrases. I mean, I know when I was in Japan, a lot of people learned see you as a way to say goodbye.
Oh, man.
And when I got there, I was really surprised. I was like, why is everyone saying see you when they say goodbye? Because we don't say that.
We don't really use that. Not as much as in Japan. Mm, it's pretty rare.
No.
It's,
so a native teacher wouldn't teach you see you. They would say, see you later, or take care, goodbye.
Right.
Okay. And the last thing is pronunciation. Now, this is tricky because it's not guaranteed that a native teacher would be able to teach you the pronunciation better.
Right.
But they would be able to recognize the correct pronunciation.
and model the correct pronunciation.
And model the correct pronunciation. Ah,
hopefully.
It's a tricky one.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are also a variety of different styles of pronunciation, even within the U.S., right? We have Texan, Southern pronunciation.
Right.
And so...
Yeah.
So those are just three or four points, reasons that you might want to work with a native. If you're a higher level student, if you want to learn about culture, if you want to learn natural phrases, and if you want to hear real pronunciation.
Right. Okay. But on the other mm-hmm. hand, if you are a beginner mm-hmm. or lower intermediate English learner, a non-native English-speaking teacher might be better for you because he or she can explain grammar in your own language. Mm. Okay, when I was learning beginning Japanese, I bought a textbook that was completely in Japanese, and my teacher was trying to explain grammar completely in Japanese, and I did not understand it. I needed an English speaker or, you know, an American who knew good Japanese to explain that to me.
Oh, that sounds really tough.
Yeah. Also, you know, if you find someone, let's say a Russian teacher, if you're Russian, you know, she's teaching you English, she could explain culture in a way that makes sense to you, sort of connecting what you know from Russian culture to American culture or wherever you're from.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So last, the third reason why you might want to work with a non-native English speaker at first is because they would understand how you learn English in school and what your sort of your cultural learning style is. For example, in some countries, teachers tend to lecture more and students need to memorize. Now, in the US, we tend to have more conversational classes or interactive mm-hmm. classes. So that's a different way of learning.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if the teacher knows that, for example, I'm imagining in Japan, for example, I know it's very mm-hmm. common, the lecture style is the way the students have learned English growing up, but that hasn't worked.
Right, right,
So if you're going to be with a teacher in Japan who's doing the same, following that same style, maybe you would need a teacher in Japan who recognizes that doesn't work and that they're going to get you up and having conversation, right? So if someone's just following the style that hasn't worked for you your whole life, mm-hmm. you actually need to get out of that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, you have to look for a few things for a non-native tutor or a native tutor.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you want someone who is professional. You want mm-hmm. someone who is educated and has a certificate or a degree, an advanced mm-hmm. degree in English.
And who takes it seriously. Mm-hmm. Who just takes it as a profession, not as a hobby.
Right, right. Lindsay, you mentioned before we were recording that it's important to work with someone who's at least lived in an English-speaking country.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Because they'll have another level of understanding that goes beyond books, right?
Right.
And it's also great to work with someone who's learned another language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone who's learned another language and taught mm-hmm. another language mm-hmm. or had experience teaching English before.
Yeah.
Right. So those are three points that are true no matter who you're hiring to be your tutor, right?
All right.
So a lot of things to consider, but we wish you happy studies and just think about what's right for you based on your level, based on your budget, based on what you want to get out of your tutoring.
Good luck with your studies. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.